It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
This week on the Lane Mitchell Show podcast, we talk about the saddest thing of all time. Yeah, I know. It was sunny out. It was like the Friday of a long weekend. We're talking about the saddest thing ever. We had ourselves a little sagent. It was kind of interesting, though. Saddest movie scene, saddest TV show, saddest songs. You can follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or of course on Facebook. And be sure not to miss next week's edition of the podcast, where we will be joined from Hamilton, Ontario band The Arkells, playing us some songs from their forthcoming High Noon album, due out next month.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan has written an autobiography. Now, I like the band, but Corgan is the kind of guy who will release a double album when he's got one album worth of good songs. And that small flaw apparently extends into all of his writing. This autobiography is reportedly over 500,000 words. To put that in perspective, War and Peace is only slightly longer. And Time Magazine has an interesting article that is essentially a pronunciation guide for tech-related words. For instance, picture files with the GIF extension. Some call them GIFs, others call them GIFs. Which is correct? GIFs. Or another, you know those pictures you see all over Facebook with the short catchphrase superimposed? Is it a meme? A meme? A meme? Well, if you said the last one, you would be correct. And finally, a student in Germany got himself stuck in a giant stone sculpture of a vagina. He is a U.S. exchange student visiting Germany and claims he was double dog dared to climb in. So he did. His legs became lodged and they had to call the fire department to get him out. The artwork is apparently representative of the gateway to the world. Or in his case, the gateway to losing your student visa.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 25th of June. It was on this day in 1630, the fork was invented. Odd we're commemorating that holiday on Wing Wednesday. And hey, you've heard of e-cigarettes, right? Well, now you can look like a douchebag when smoking pot, too. A Dutch company has created an electronic joint. It's a reusable device users can fill with a liquid substance of their choosing. It has a little marijuana leaf on the end that lights up when it's in use, which I imagine serves as kind of like a bat signal to other stoners. I mean, you want to smoke pot, that's your business, but why advertise that you're doing something illegal with a flashing light? That's kind of stupid, right? And it's festival season. Over the past decade or so, I feel like events like exhibitions and stampedes have sort of built a reputation with their culinary offerings that pretty much dare your heart to stop beating. This year will be no different. Vendors at this year's Calgary Stampede will reportedly be selling, among other things, deep-fried cookie dough, crocodile burgers, scorpion pizza, and even deep-fried donut bacon cheeseburgers. Those are gluten-friendly, right?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
George Lucas is building a massive museum in Chicago that will display Star Wars memorabilia. Construction is estimated to cost $700 million. And once complete, it's expected to look not entirely unlike the condo of that creepy guy you work with. He's a little too into it, isn't he? And exciting news, SpongeBob SquarePants fans. There's a Krusty Krab opening soon. Identical to the restaurant in the cartoon. Save for the fact that it's not on the ocean floor. Although the actual location I found equally bizarre. Palestine. And Kim Jong-un has called Seth Rogen's new movie an act of terrorism. The Interview, it's called. It comes out this October. It features a scene in which Rogen and co-star James Franco attempt to assassinate the North Korean leader. The country also threatened to unleash a merciless countermeasure if Washington failed to ban the movie. What exactly is North Korea threatening? Trade sanctions? Oh wait, there is no trade with North Korea. Military action? Could the two actually go to war over this? Either way, it's weird to imagine social studies classes 100 years from now teaching students about how World War III was started by a Seth Rogen movie.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
The 25th of June. It was on this day in 1630, the fork was invented. Odd we're commemorating that holiday on Wing Wednesday. And hey, you've heard of e-cigarettes, right? Well, now you can look like a douchebag when smoking pot, too. A Dutch company has created an electronic joint. It's a reusable device users can fill with a liquid substance of their choosing. It has a little marijuana leaf on the end that lights up when it's in use, which I imagine serves as kind of like a bat signal to other stoners. I mean, you want to smoke pot, that's your business, but why advertise that you're doing something illegal with a flashing light? That's kind of stupid, right? And it's festival season. Over the past decade or so, I feel like events like exhibitions and stampedes have sort of built a reputation with their culinary offerings that pretty much dare your heart to stop beating. This year will be no different. Vendors at this year's Calgary Stampede will reportedly be selling, among other things, deep-fried cookie dough, crocodile burgers, scorpion pizza, and even deep-fried donut bacon cheeseburgers. Those are gluten-friendly, right?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Got to talking about the saddest thing ever. Sort of came about organically. I was unpacking a bag of cheese buns, and they were the cheesiest cheese buns I've ever seen. There was like a pound of cheese on each one. Except the very last one I pulled out, which had absolutely no cheese on it. Felt bad for the little guy. Like, I mean, there were little, like, sort of brown specks, like little scabs that I suppose could have been chunks of cheese, or they could have been cigarette burns that were healing. I have no idea. But I said, this cheese bun is sadder than... Yeah, and I couldn't really think of anything. Well, we got to talking about it, though. Sad songs, sad movies, sad stories. We had a pageant of sad. We had a sagent. Jared says, when Tom Hanks lost Wilson. Oh, remember that movie? Yeah, that was kind of a heart-wrenching moment. Laura says the Jurassic Bark episode of Futurama. The ending of How I Met Your Mother said absolutely everyone with a heart. Brian said when Mufasa dies in The Lion King. Actually, a couple of you too said the Dear Mr. Jesus song that they used to play on Power 92. Hunter says when your cookie, you know, you got to dip your cookie in the milk and then like it breaks off and the whole cookie falls in the milk, you lose it. And when Bambi's mom dies. Yeah, a pageant of sad. Sort of an odd thing to be talking about on a sunny Friday. But I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting, you know? One of those things you don't talk about all that often on the radio.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
And let me guess, you were calling to enter a candidate for sexiest song of all time?
Yeah, She Wants Revenge, Tear You Apart. Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. Coldplay Magic.
R. Kelly, Bump and Grind. You know, something really nice, you could bring the lady home and turn it on without her laughing at you.
It depends on the lady.
Well, I don't know.
Didn't R. Kelly have a thing with, like, you know, on somebody and it was kind of...
Yeah, something like that.
I feel like when you put R. Kelly on, your wife's head will immediately go there. She'll be like, wait a minute, what's about to happen here?
Well, unless you're into that kind of thing, then you'd be throwing R. Kelly on all the time. It's a very subtle way of, you know, putting it on the table, right?
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast.
The world's biggest airplane touched down in our province last week, the Antonov, which actually sounds like the name of a huge Ukrainian guy you just wouldn't want to mess with. The aircraft is so big, it could fit three 737s inside. It could carry seven humpback whales or 45 African elephants. Now, why you would need to take 45 elephants on a road trip together is beyond me. Just imagine the smell in the cockpit, though. Eee. And more details emerged about former Premier Alison Redford's spending. She apparently had a traveling planner whose sole job it was to travel ahead and set up meetings. The cost? $330,000. Holy. Alison Redford could spend money like Steven Tyler at a scarf sale. She was skilled that way, wasn't she? And finally, a company called Friends Fun Wine has just released two new wines that come in a can. So now when you're done talking about the flamboyant, full-bodied Merlot you just consumed, you can proceed to crush the can on your forehead before sharing its recycled bouquet with the rest of the room. Yeah, you're kind of a wine connoisseur, aren't you?
It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast.